Thank you for tuning in to the Sarita House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
How many of you know that we're preparing a generation, that we are preparing young people for the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. I believe we got kids in this house that are going to prophesy to the older folks. They're going to come up and tell me what's wrong with me. Amen? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe that God can do that. How many of you know? I believe God can use any vessel. Is that right? That will just yield itself to God. Hallelujah. God wants to touch our city. God wants to touch our neighbors. How many know that? God wants to touch those around. Everyone that gets close to you, God wants to touch. Hallelujah. You're here for a reason. Not in this house. You're here on the earth for a reason. Glory to God. It's well with my soul. Isn't that right? It's well with my soul. It's well with my soul. How do we get there? Hallelujah. Whew, man. You know, it's nice. You know, how many know that we are a church, hallelujah, that are fasting forward? You go, is that right? We're fasting forward. How many are fasting? Don't tell me. It's okay. Hallelujah. Keep on fasting because there's something going on. God is doing things and breaking things. Amen. Hallelujah. God is calling on the phone to some folks that, man, wouldn't even think about God. He's calling to them and say, hey, man, I got something better for you. Amen. So, folks, a church that fasts, a church that prays, hallelujah, is a church moving forward. Do you know that? We are fasting forward. We're in fast forward mode. So come on, hallelujah. I'm ready. How many are ready? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you this morning a little bit about the Word of God. And I'd like to just put up the power verse. And everybody look at your bulletins and your Bibles too. Yeah, you can grab your Bibles too. Psalm 119. Verse 97 through 100. I just want to just go through this. And I love the way I love the way it's penned. I just love it. I mean, and like I say, it's in the King James Version. So oh, how I love thy law. I love that. Exclamation point. Oh, how I love your law, God. I love it. I love His Word, you know, but back then it was the law, but now it's the Word, because everything that came through prophets and kings and all those words, I just love God's Word. Thou, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies. How many like being wiser than your enemies? Is that a good deal? It is. Through His commandments, He's made us wiser than our enemies, for they are ever with me. Who is enemies? No, His commandments are always with you. Hallelujah. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients. Are there any ancients in here? Not a one, huh? Praise God. No. Put your hands down. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. This week, while the VBS was going on, and I was back in the back room and out front here with watching the teachers, and they had scriptures written on the wall, and they were teaching the children how to find the book. Well, this is the book of, I'm not sure which book they were in, but this is the book of Job. And go to this chapter, this is showing the chapter, and then this is the verse that you want to be on. And as they were doing that, man, I just had this, my goodness, we've got to get the Word of God to these kids, amen? We have got to get it in there. And I just thank God for Diane and Angie and all of their team, every person that worked, that helped this weekend. I just thank you all. I appreciate all of you. Can I just get everybody that worked in there, can I get you to stand this morning and just for a second, stand up. And I know people say, no, we don't want to be recognized and everything. But I'm going to tell you something. God sees you. Amen. Let's just give them a hand for all their hard work. For teaching our children. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. If you will open your Bibles to... going to be Deuteronomy chapter 8. Oh, God, how I love your word. I love your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your word, Lord, to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, Lord. And Lord, you have given us your spirit today. Your spirit is in the earth today to help us to understand you, to understand what you're saying to us, Father. So this morning, God, would you just open the word of God to us, Lord. Let us see things we haven't seen before. Let us hear things we have never heard before, Lord. Let us, Father God, sense the things, Lord, that you are saying to us this morning, Lord. Change us. Change us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. You better be careful what you agree with. Amen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. 1, 2, 3. How's that? All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord your God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled you and suffered thee to hunger, and fed you with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Amen? How many say amen to that? You know that the word of God is very clear here, what Moses is telling me. He says, look, I just want to just say this to you. God took you into the wilderness. Everything that happened in the wilderness was to test you and to see if you would serve God. See if you would serve him. And what did they do most of the time when they were in the wilderness? Complain, is that right? Murmur, complain. And you know, oh man, we could have had this, we could have had that. You know, amen. How many like complaining? Anybody like complaining? Come on, man. Hallelujah. You guys don't like complaining, do you? How much do you think God likes it? Come on, man. You know what? But you know, I believe that God loves a heart that will say, you know what? I don't care what's going on, God, I'm going to give you thanks. I'm going to praise you, God. I'm going to walk in a way, God, that you know, hey, I'm just going to worship you. I don't care if my car just broke down. Amen? I'm sure you care, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because God's on your side. How many of you have been hungry before? Anybody been hungry? Yeah. Do you complain when you're hungry? Sometimes? Some folks do, huh? Everybody's pointing, little pointing fingers going on. Yeah, he complains. No, she complains. Do you complain when you're hungry? Well, God took them in there and they got hungry and what God was doing was showing them who they were. Is that right? Is that what he says here? He says, verse 2, he says, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you or test you, to know what was in your heart. So God would know what was in your heart. He wants you to know what's in your heart. How many know that? Do you know that maybe you might be hiding stuff from God in your heart? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that God knows everything that's in your heart already? Oh, man, you can't hide nothing from God. Do you know that? Uh-oh. My wife likes to hide her chocolate from me. She puts it in the refrigerator somewhere. Hi, babe. But God knows where everything is at. Is that? He knows what's going on in your heart. He really does. And he sees your heart. And it's not that he needed to know what was in their hearts. It was that they needed to know what was in their hearts. Is that right? Because God already knew their hearts. He needed to let them hear what was coming out of their mouth so they would know what was in their hearts. These folks were filled with something that was not faith. They were filled with complaints. They wanted Moses to supply everything. And they had seen all the things that God had done for them. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Hallelujah. I like the part in here where it says, in verse 3, it says, he humbled you and suffered you to hunger fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God was saying, Moses was saying something here, and it's very profound. He says that he might make you to know. He wants you to know. How many of you know that God wants you to know things? Is that right? He wants you to know. He doesn't want you to be in the dark about anything. Is that okay? He wants you to know what's going on. He wants you to be able to just trust him and allow him to take you to where you're going and know that he's going to take you. Is that okay? He wants you to know that. There's certain things that he wants you to know. And then he says one of the things he wants you to know is that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. Every word. Not just some. Can't pick and choose, but everything that he has for you, he wants you to know that it's all good for you. Is that okay? Is that all right? It's the word of God. It's good for you. It really is. Hallelujah. And he wants you to know some things. And you know what? I mean, some folks, I saw somebody look at their watch. And I'm going to say, hey, this won't take very long. Is that okay? We'll be done by 4. 4 o'clock. Everybody say, amen, pastor. Preach it, man. Come on. By 4 o'clock, we'll be out of here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your roast will burn. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to get you out. Okay. Hallelujah. He wants you to know some things. Would you put up Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, if you would. Hosea 4, verse 6. I'm going to use the screens. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Not knowing, right? No knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also, what I don't want God to do, he will also forget your children. Can God do that? You know what happens is because they don't know, they don't learn, they don't know about God. And you know, if you can't, I didn't tell you to put this up, but can you put up verse 1 of this chapter, Hosea chapter 4? If you're taking notes, please take notes this morning because things come flying. Isn't that right, Pastor? Things come flying out. Sometimes they're not planned. Most of the time they're not planned. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, all y'all. How's that good? Is that all right? Everybody say y'all. Yeah, I'm going to make sure you're still. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no, number one, truth. Number two, mercy. Or number three, knowledge of God in the land. So God wants us to know things. Is that right? He's asking, he's saying, look, man, the only way you're going to know things is come to me. Hallelujah. Get in the word of God, I would say. Let God speak to you. And then he says later on, he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you just don't know. If you don't know, you can't do anything about it. Is that right? But if you do know, can you do something about it? Come on, man. Hallelujah. If you don't know that healing cannot come to you, sickness and disease is not designed to go on you. If you don't know that, there's no way you can resist it. Is that right? But if you know that by his stripes you've been healed, you can begin to stand and resist. You can say, no, this is no good. I've been in poor shape all week. I've been having some problems. But my spirit keeps ministering to my soul. And my soul, which is my mind, will, and emotions. You guys know that? Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. My soul has been saying, no. It's not like it used to be. Let me tell you, there have been a few times where I've thought, I go, uh-oh. Man, honey, do we got any insurance? I might need some insurance soon. Uh-uh. But yet my spirit would perk up. And my mind would say, no fear in love. There's no fear in love. There's no fear in love. The word of God says, by his stripes, you've been healed. You cannot hold on to this. So I would begin to speak to my body. You got to straighten up, boy. Amen. Straighten up, boy. Clear out, kid. Whatever it is, you can't stay in this house. It has to leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, it's the good old spirit, soul, and body. I'm going to teach you about that. Is it okay if I speak to you? Not so much teach you, but inspire you in these things about your spirit. How many of you know how you're built? Do you know you're built with a spirit, a soul, and a body? Do you know that? Do you know? I'm going to say this. How many spirits are you supposed to have in you? Two. Listen, God designed you for two. Number one is your spirit. The spirit of man, which is in him, is what the Word of God says. And another spirit is, what's his name? The Holy Spirit. Because it takes the Holy Spirit to come to speak to your spirit so that you can understand what God is saying to you. Is that okay? Does that sound cool? That's the way it is. That's the way God's designed us. Okay, so I'm going to show you something. I want you to look at some things because it's important that you understand how you're built, so that you can put on all the armor of God. Is that right? So that you can be prepared for anything that comes your way, so that you know, hey, this is what God's word says. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love your law, is what he says. Oh, how I love your word, God. It's so good. It's so good because it shows and instructs and teaches. Hallelujah. How do you get knowledge? Now I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 through 13. Like I say, it's going to go fast. So we can get you out. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Good question. Then it answers. The word of God answers. It says, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you shall cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, that yet they would not hear. I want to show you in this. I want to just get you to look at it. He says, can you back up the scripture? He says, who is he going to teach knowledge and who is he going to show doctrine to? He says, them that are weaned from the breast. The word of God tells us that we are to receive the milk of the word as babes in Christ. When we're children in Christ, we need that early stuff. You know, Jesus died for your sins. We need all that early stuff to come in and to teach us, and so that we can get going in the Word. But the Word of God tells us that there comes a time when you're weaned, when now all of a sudden you're getting a little more leg room. You're able to walk a little bit. You're not a baby anymore. Is that right? Huh. So you become, you get a little stronger. And then he says this, precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And that's what the Word of God, it takes a little piece over here, adds another little piece over here, another piece over here, and it begins to form this really cool thing within your heart when you begin to know and understand the Word of God. It's cool. It's a cool thing. And I'm going to tell you, folks, the world does not get this. They do not get it because you have to be born again to get this. You have to be born again of the Spirit, because it is, like I said earlier, the Spirit comes in to talk to your spirit, to show you the things of God. Is that okay? Is that cool? Is everybody with me right now? Okay. Precept must be upon precept, line upon line. And see, the Word of God is even showing us that you go to the Word and allow precept to be upon precept, that you allow a line to be upon a line. Let you allow a little bit over here, a little bit over here, so that he can show you knowledge. Cool, huh? It's cool. I love it, man. It's like a secret passageway into the things of God. It's like mysteries being revealed by the Spirit of God so he can show you, this is what I have for you personally. It's cool. I love it, man. Hallelujah. But then he says this. He says, because if you go on to read this passage, I want to show you a difference. I mean, if you can go past verse 13, show us 14, 15. Back up one, I'm sorry. Here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may rest. Do you see where it says a stammering tongue? Stammering lips and another tongue? Folks, I'm going to tell you what this is. Hold on, get ready. This is the Holy Ghost. It really is, because when you look at it and you watch what it says, when you continue in this, you're going to see what he says. He says, stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. This is the, what? Everybody say refreshing. No, I mean everybody. Yeah, thank you. Refreshing. This is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. And then verse 13, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and do what? Fall backward and be what? And what? And what? Taken. Does God want you to be broken, fallen backward, snared and taken? Does God want you to be that? No, he doesn't. See, he sends his Holy Spirit. So is there a difference between this scripture and the one before? Yeah, it's the stammering lips and with another tongue. The Holy Spirit has to teach you. He has to teach you. Emphasis on he has to teach you. That's his job. I love it. Hallelujah. You can't blame me. You can stand in front of him. Well, Pastor Henry said, he goes, you had my word. What's up with that? Is that right? You can't blame me. As a matter of fact, anything I'm teaching you in here, is that right, John? You better go check it. You better run home and say, hey, man, I'm going to prove that pastor wrong. I don't think he's right. Well, go home and check it. Get in the Word of God and check it. Don't dig into some man-written, some book that man has written without inspiration of God. Look into the book that man has written by the inspiration of God. That's what the Word of God says about itself. I love it. You check it out. You check it out. Come on. So let's move on. Knowledge. God wants you to know. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to go to Habakkuk, if you will, chapter 2, verse 4. I love Habakkuk chapter 2 because it talks about vision and writing the vision. But you get it. Out of nowhere pops this scripture. And Abe, I'm sorry, could you just put the whole scripture up first and then we'll go back to this? Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. And then it says, but the just shall live by faith. How many of you know that the just shall live by faith? Is that right? You got to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. But here it's kind of weird. It says, behold, his soul, which I'm glad we were singing about. You know, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul, because, I mean, it fits that song, actually. My daughter and I don't tell her what to sing. You guys know that. I don't tell her this. I want this song. I want that. I do not do that. I let the Holy Spirit tell her. And it's funny that the Holy Spirit put up these songs about your soul, because today it's about your soul. The Word of God we're going to be talking about is about your soul. It says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. And that's to the first look, that might be, well, that person that is puffy and headstrong and high-minded, that's kind of could be the first thing that you think about and you look at. But it's really saying something very different. And Jeff, can I get you to bring the chairs up here? Hallelujah. Because if you can just put it up, just the A part now, Abe, if you can just put up this part here, because this is the part we're going to be focusing on right now. And it says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. Thank you, sir. Yeah, right next to each other would be fine. Good man. Yeah. Hey, come here. Come here. Thank you, sir. You're a good man. I love this guy. That's a big guy. You better be nice to him. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. What I want to do, I just want to talk to you just a little bit about his soul being lifted up with him, in him. And if I could get, let me see, Brother Greg Saxton, come on over here, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get you to sit right there, okay? And I'm going to, let me look over this way. Mm-hmm. Hi, Greg. How you doing? Noah Stevenson, can I get you over here? Come on, brother. I know he was going there. No, man. I know he's going to say it. I know. Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come here, Gordon. Come here, Gordon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have a seat, brother. Hallelujah. What I'm going to talk to you about is spirit, soul, and body. So we're going to call this guy here the spirit. Say, hi, I'm the spirit. Okay. Soul and the body. Yeah, you're going to give me a bunch of trouble. Everybody's familiar with the body, right? Everybody's familiar. Hey, this is Gordon. Say, everybody say, hi, Gordon. Hi, Gordon. What's up, man? Everybody's familiar with the body. The body has five senses. Is that right? What are those senses? Okay. Sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing, right? So show us your sight. Okay, you know, look around. Smell. Nice, that looks good, yeah. Touch. Taste. Yeah. And hearing. Amen. See, smell, touch, taste, and hearing. That's your body. That's how it functions. This guy right here, this is the soul. Everybody said, hey, Noah, hi, Noah. Hi, Noah. Hey, Noah. Hi, Noah. This is the soul. He also has some functions. His functions are his mind, his will, and emotions. There's some other smaller functions in there. The body does. I mean, the soul has quite a few, but kind of distinguishable. But they fall into those three large topics of mind, will, and emotions. This is the guy, based on what this guy tells him. Do you understand what I'm saying? The body's going to input into this guy. He's going to tell him, hey, we're hungry. Hey, you smell that? Hungry. He's going to tell him, hey, I'm cold. I feel that. And this guy is going to be the one that says, hey, let's get a jacket on. He's going to be the one with the mind. He's the one that does the leading and the guiding before God comes. Is that okay? Here is his spirit. This is one man that we're looking at. Okay, you got body, soul, and spirit. One man. Before he gives his life to the Lord, this guy is basically quieted because these two are talking all the time. Is that okay? These two are always, he's all inputting. He goes, hey, man, you see that, man? Hey, man, check it out, man. I like that car and all this other stuff. They're leaving this guy out. Do you guys remember doing that before you knew the Lord? Do you remember? Do you remember that everything, all your decisions were based on what you wanted and how you wanted it? Do you remember that? Isn't that crazy? That's what was going on in your life before you knew Jesus. These two right here. This guy inputting into here. This guy inputting into here. This guy. Can I tell you that basically the body was the leader? And the mind was just a, yeah, okay, let's go ahead, yeah. Hey, let's go party tonight. Okay, all right, that sounds like fun. And you know, and basically that's the way it was. How many of you guys remember that? If you remember that, put your hand up. Come on, man. That's the truth, man. That's the truth. That's just the way it was. But then something happened. Oh, God, how I love your law. All of a sudden, this guy here says, I'm lacking something. Everything that this guy has, it just doesn't work out for him. It's just not, I mean, yeah, he might be partying, he might be going all these places, but it's just not working out. So the mind begins to ask for something. He says, God, what is it? And somebody like John Valero would come up and say, hey man, you just need Jesus, bro. Don't worry about the mind. This is one guy, right? Talking to this guy, you just need Jesus. And the mind and the mind begins to think about, I wonder what he means by I need Jesus. I wonder what he means. And then Brother Tom over there tells him, hey, just get in the Word of God. Just get in the Word of God, you'll find Jesus. So he goes home. He says, I'm going to get in the Word of God. This guy says, now, man, we got to go party, man. Remember, we're going to go party. He says, nah, you know what? Today, I'm going to look in the Word of God. And he begins to look. And God begins to say things to him. And when he's looking at the Word of God, and it says, you know, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He says, wow. And then it hits his spirit. That word hits his spirit. And his spirit says, that's right. Go ahead and say that's right.
That's right.
Say it real low, real loud.
That's right.
That's right. And the Word of God comes in again. He's reading another word, you know, and it says something like, hey, there is none righteous. No, there's not one righteous. And his spirit's getting a hold. He goes, say, now you're talking. My bad. Tell him that.
Now you're talking.
See, he's reading the Word of God. And what's happening is the Holy Spirit is speaking to him. And it's feeding his spirit. Do you guys get that? Do you get that this is body, soul, and spirit? I want you to put up Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. It says this. Chapter 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says this. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body preserve blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's going on? What God has said, through the apostle, he says that you would be preserved blameless, spirit, soul, and body. You hear that? Spirit, soul, and body, right? Spirit, soul, and body. That's how he would be preserved. Blameless that way. And it is a divine order. That order is what God has established. It's going to be the spirit, the soul, and the body. And what, you know, and if you would put that verse in Hosea, put that up one more time and just look at this. What it's talking about. Look, this is what it's talking about. That small one. The A. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. See what's happening. Well, stand up. This whole person that's right here is being led by this guy. It's not right. And God is saying it's not right. It's not supposed to be that way. The mind, the will, and the emotions are not supposed to rule the man. The divine order that we just read, you can put that up. The divine order says that he's to be spirit, soul, and body. Is that cool? This guy right here is supposed to lead this guy. But this guy has been in the world for so long between these two. This has been happening for so long. They're so used to working together. But now they've got this, like, it's almost like an enemy. But then again, it's not. Because the soul begins to understand, hey, what he's telling me is true. Truth is beginning to hit and impact this guy in a way that he's never been impacted before. How many know that's what God is? Oh, how I love your law, God, because it impacts you. It will teach you and it will show you things. Stand up. Thank you, brother. This man begins to speak into him. This, because he's hearing the Holy. Now when he's weaned, remember the weaned part? Because he's been hearing the Word of God long enough. He's been hearing God speaking to him long enough that now this man is beginning to say stuff to him because the Holy Spirit is saying stuff to him. Because the Word of God is coming to the spirit that's within the man. And the spirit that's within the man begins to lead the man. Folks, let me just say this to you. If you're having troubles today, if you're having problems in getting your mind straight and everything, it's because the Word of God is trying to move this guy and wash his mind and wash his vessel so that this guy will begin. Now you can stand up. This guy will begin to say, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to church. This guy says, look at him and go, what?
What?
Yeah. He said, and then this guy says, we are going to church. And the mind, will, and the body says, that's what we're going to do. See, the will is in this guy. That part of the man is the part that makes the decisions. It says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's this guy. That's this guy. This guy, what he does is feed this guy to strengthen him so that his soul will not be lifted up. The man of God that you are, the woman of God that you are, is represented in spirit, soul, and body. You're going to need the Word of God. Listen, folks, you're going to need the Word of God to get to the place where God's trying to get you. You try to go any other way, you're not going to get there. Because this guy can't handle it. His knowledge, yeah, he might know a lot of things. Yeah, he might know a lot. He might be trained and taught. And he might know a profession. He might have all of those things that the world offers. But he will never have what this guy will give him. Because God speaks to the Spirit. He speaks to the Spirit. Do you know what his functions are? You guys can sit down for a minute. No, you still stay in. Not you. You know what his functions are? The functions of the Spirit are this. Intuition is one of them. Communion is another one. And conscience. How many of you like that word conscience? That's that word that when you do something wrong, this guy speaks up. Hey, shouldn't have done that. Is that right? How many of you guys like that? You felt it. You guys know it. You've heard that voice where you shouldn't have said that to that person. You shouldn't have said that. You said that kind of mean, didn't you? How many of you ever heard that? Your conscience will tell you, get off this guy's bumper. Just because he cut you off doesn't mean it. Is that right? He talks. He does talk. He's got a conscience. Intuition. You guys know what intuition is? There's something about it just knows. This guy can't explain it. The mind can't explain it. But for some reason, he just knows things. There's something that's within him that knows things. That thing that's within him is this guy. It's the Spirit that knows things. How many of you have ever heard of women's intuition? Women's intuition is a real function. Do you guys know that? It is a reality. How many know that? And a lot of times, it's more sharper and keener than men. Most of the time. That's why we need women, guys. Amen? Come on. Intuition. Knowing things ahead of time. This is like my wife, she's telling me, we need a pastor of church. I said, shop. I don't want to hear that. No. We need a pastor of church. I don't think so. Intuition. It's a reality. It is the function of the spirit man. And communion. What is communion? It is the spirit man that worships God. How many of you worship God this morning? How many of you had a time of worship this morning? It is this guy that leads these other two in worship. It is while this guy is worshiping, the Holy Spirit comes down and begins to speak to him. That's why a lot of times when you're worshiping, you're going to hear God say something to you. He's going to give you an answer. He's going to help you. It's cool, man. You guys can go sit down for a second. Thank you very much. Thank you, fellas. Yeah, take a chair. Take two, if you will. Thank you. Hallelujah. Intuition. Communion. Those are functions of your spirit. That's what your spirit does. How many of you guys have ever gotten up in the morning and you had just get up and you're just happy? Is that right? And you say, hey, God, thank you, Lord. And then something happens. I don't know. It doesn't matter what. But something happens and all of a sudden it just changes your day. Has anybody ever had that? What's happening is the outside world is affecting what's going on in the soulish part of you. It's affecting it. And your spirit is designed to be encouraged. Your spirit is designed to receive messages from God. your spirit. Do you remember how David used to say something like, he goes, why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? He would ask a question like that. You'll find it in Psalms where he says, why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? And in other words, what he's saying is this, hey, why are you down? And folks, and a lot of times you need to encourage yourself with the Lord. When you're feeling that way, let me encourage you just to do this. Just open your mouth, say, God, I'm feeling a little, I just got something shot out from under me. And I feel like my joy is not really like it was when I first got up. Lord, I just want to thank you. God, I want to praise you. I'm going to, and begin to quote some scriptures and begin to speak to him. And you watch how your spirit will encourage your soul. And then you're going to be back in that mode that you like. Hallelujah. We need to learn this, folks. We need to know this because, you know, As a man and woman of God, as somebody that goes out into the world and speaks to the world, they might reject you. And you're going to have something within you that says, hey, it's okay. It's all right. Hallelujah. You're going to realize, you can say, you know what? What I just told that person is, it's good stuff. And it's okay if they want to not receive it. It's okay, but it's good stuff. And Lord, I'm going to ask you that you would just go ahead and take it and take it into their heart, Lord, and show them. I'm not speaking to their mind or their will. I'm not speaking to their body for sure. What I am speaking to is their spirit. I am spirit speaking to spirit. Do you hear me? Listen to me. You are a spiritual person. You need to speak spiritual words into those people that are around you because that is what's going to take them out of where they're at and bring them along the way so that God can speak to them. Is that okay? You are spirit more than you are natural. You're more spiritual than what you are natural. So let me just say this. We need to see more spiritual things happening than natural things happening. Look at the difference in your life. Say, hey man, this is really natural. But the spiritual things, look at those things and say, God, I'm going to do those things. I'm going to help myself do those things. Hallelujah. Let me go with it. Let me just get on with it. Everybody say, get on with it. Habakkuk 2:4. This is the second part of the verse. I want you to look at the second part. But it says that the just shall live by faith. Do you see now what the scripture is telling us when it tells us that you are that the soul that's within them is puffed up because that soul is supposed to be in position. He says, but the just will live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in what? Just faith in God? How many of you have prayed for somebody who says, you know what? You know, do you believe in God? Oh, yeah, I believe in God. Can I pray for you? Oh, well, I believe in God. Do you know what he says? Oh, I believe in God. See, they don't want you to tell them what he says. But see, it's more to know. I mean, it's not just enough to know that God's there. You need to know what he said. You need to know what he says so that you can place your faith on something. Is that right? He says, but the just will live by faith. Faith. Faith in what? Faith on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what God is saying. He says, I have given you my word. I'm talking to everyone in the house, little ones included, even though they might be asleep. I put them to sleep. I'm talking to everyone in the house. He has given you his word. His word. Hallelujah. So that you can place your faith on it. So that you can live your life by faith. Sometimes we just need to believe God that what he said, he's going to do. Is that right? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Huh. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. How many of you know the scripture? Hebrews 11, 1. Beautiful scripture says this. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for and what? Evidence of things not seen. Do you see? Now, the body sees things on the outside. Is that right? But faith. Sees the invisible things of God and it grabs him and it pulls it to him. Is that okay? That's what faith does. That's what the spiritual man in your life, that's what he does. If you're having problems in the natural with the body and you're not able to get this body under control, how many know? Because it needs to be under control. How many know that? Does anybody know that? Is it just not me? Do you realize that your body wants to take you in places that you shouldn't be going? Do you realize that your mind wants to think about things you shouldn't be thinking about? Do you realize that? Do you realize it's in your hand to say yes or no? Do you realize that? That's what God has given you. He's given you the ability by His Spirit to do what you need to do to walk with Him, to talk with Him. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1 says, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says this. Now, look at this. Now, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Is that right? The just shall live by faith. Remember I said He wants you to know some things? He's telling you this morning, you need to live by faith. You need to operate in faith. Your whole world needs to walk in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently do what? Seek Him. How's your seeker working? How are you seeking God? Huh? Thank you, Lord, for this food that we're about to receive. Make it good for our bodies. Amen. Is that all you seek the Lord every day? Is that it? Or is there an amount of time that you place before Him? You say, Lord, I'm coming after You. I want to know who You are. I want to know more about You. Lord, burn everything that's within me out that's contrary to You, God. How many of you ever said that to God? Everything that's within my life, God, that's not who You are, I want it out, God. And Lord, would You just please fill me up. Fill me with what You want me to be in Jesus' name. And God, I'm going to tell you something. The Word of God says He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Folks, we are a church that's in fast forward, moving forward for the city, moving forward for our little ones, moving forward for our neighbors, our neighbors' kids. How many of you guys like your neighbors' kids? Get out of my yard, you little punk. How many like, hey, that's our mailbox. Will you quit putting rocks in there? You like your neighbor's kids? Pray for those kids. Fasting forward for the children in the neighbors of children in the apartment complexes next door, the children in all of our neighborhoods. Asking God to touch the lives of those that are around us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you guys ready for some fruit salad? Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let me just say this to you. Know this. That God wants to teach you and instruct you in everything that He wants you to do. He wants to speak to you personally. Sometimes people will actually try to be your leader, your guide. But I'm going to tell you something. It shouldn't be that way. You should be hearing from God on your own. I want you to know that God is saying, come to me and I will show you. This is what He's saying to you. Come to me and I will open up these things to you so that you might see what I have purposed and planned for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for coming this morning. Thank you for putting up with the time. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God, in the lives of your people. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, Lord. Lord, as you have said that this house would be a house, Father God, this would be, Father God, a house that rivers of water would be flowing out of into the city, Lord. Lord, waters of life, Lord. Lord, and that's your people, Lord, carrying your word into the city, God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you would, Lord, pour out of each and every vessel that's here as they go out, Lord, and as they're speaking to their loved ones, as they're speaking to their families, as they're speaking to their neighbors, Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit through them in the name of Jesus. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God.